Welcome to Book Talk for Book Talk, a literary podcast where we have been deep diving into your favorite novels.
This is Jack.
And I'm Amy.
And our listeners love to share their thoughts and theories via email and voicemail, so we're sharing some of them via our weekly mini episodes.
The views expressed by the hosts and listeners are entirely their own and in no way represent the thoughts or intentions of the original author. This podcast is a discussion, shared to spark thought and conversation on the characters and themes of this novel.
Spoilers may be discussed with or without warning. Explicit language, as well as themes of sex, violence, abuse, death, and depression, will recur throughout this podcast. Listener discretion is advised. Okay, so let's just go start with two intros, because we're going to be divided to two episodes. Yep. So I'll do the first one, you do the second one.
So, sounds good.
Somebody
once told me the world is gonna roll me.
Welcome to the tipsy episode.
Woo!
This is the holiday edition. I don't think anyone asked us holiday questions.
No, absolutely not.
But it's going to come out in December. If you remember, we did tipsiness in the summer, which means we are tipsy. Content warning, if you don't like, if we haven't talked yet, but I'm assuming graphic content.
Graphic content, vulgar content, lots of swearing.
Screeching noises.
Screeching.
Drunk girls.
Probably spoilers.
We can't help you.
I can't hold myself accountable because I have no idea what I'm going to say.
Okay, love you, bye.
And if you hear meowing, that's Dahlia.
Yes, yeah, so before we start, let's start with a sip.
Salut.
Mm-hmm. To answer your dying questions, we're drinking gin and tonics. We've had so many.
We've had like a third of a bottle.
I know.
It's a lot.
I know.
And then we tried to set up our equipment. We definitely should have done it before we started drinking.
But like, I just like, at one point you handed me something. I'm like, it just keeps spinning. It just keeps going. Okay, so because we did a live right before this and we kind of bitched of like, none of y'all are submitting questions. Submit it. Like,
since then.
A bombardment of questions.
Love
so
it.
I haven't read these.
Okay, we have no idea what's going to happen, folks.
I love how we're like, you can ask us anything, anything at all. Worst plot points for each SJM series? Can't think.
Oh, you're asking me to remember?
I think when they live.
For which series?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. ACOTAR.
Uh-huh.
Nobody dies.
Yeah, that's
nobody meaningful dies.
Yeah.
That's the worst
plot
point.
That's all you get from me. We have a lot more to go through.
No. Let me think through this. Crescent City, worst plot point. Trying to convince us that Bryce... No, I actually like that she's trying to make love between Bryce and Rune forbidden. I really wish she followed through on
that. The worst plot point is that they don't fuck.
Honestly. I'm terrible.
Yes, we are talking about Bryce and Rune. So
yes, Rune, Dannon,
Crown Prince of the Barbarian Fae.
No, there are other worse plot points. Honestly, Therian. Therian's a terrible plot point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Also, Therian selling himself to actually, that's a spoiler.
All right, let's go on to the next question.
I didn't do throw in a glass.
Oh, it's too late. We've tapped now.
Okay.
We have a lot to get through.
We do.
I just sent you a DM about this, de-anonymizing myself. But do you think Violet's second signet could be that she's a mirror when people use their power, but she reflects them back?
What does that mean?
Was a burp. I'm sorry.
What is that? Do you want to reread it?
No.
Okay. Does that mean like she enhances that?
Okay, so I remember her Instagram, because I read their Instagram, and I'm going to read you... Their Insta. Oh my god, your cat is like
Dahlia. Quiet.
Okay, so it's a long text, but basically she's saying like when Violet is wrestling Cat,
yeah,
you start to notice some of the descriptions are saying like she was also super strong,
so she can like
she was
replicate
also
other people's signets
power. Yeah,
saying.
Because then like because Cat started losing it. And, like, wouldn't tap out and, you know, was willing to die. And that's the kind of, like, I'm in your own head shit.
Yeah.
You know, which is Kat's signet.
Right. And we know what Zayden's second signet is. And do we think
Shit! Dahlia. So we just had to stop that because Amy's cat came over and said, fuck y'all.
Yeah, she definitely ruined the party, so we kicked her out.
Yeah, but basically the second signet, people, she thinks that second signet is her reflecting other people's second, or other people's signet.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a good one.
It makes total sense. Because I really think her going into Zayden's mind while they're having sex is mm-hmm. a huge clue.
Yeah. And I just kind of took it as them being, because they can go into each other's mind.
Fair, but it's going, like, further than it's ever gone before.
Yeah, that's fair.
And if he can sense people's intention, maybe she can sense people's intentions. Like, his intentions when he's fucking
which
her.
Goes into the mirroring thing.
Right, exactly.
Which means, that's, like, and that's, like, a rare enough, like, dramatic enough signet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea. Can't think of any other questions. Just wanted to say I love the podcast and listen each week. It feels like I'm listening / talking to friends. It's so nice because I don't really have reader friends. Aww.
How drunkenly can I say I love you?
I know. I think you just did it.
I love you.
I just like, I read that and glanced up and you were like.
My face is scrunched.
I was like, are you constipated?
I'm always constipated. We can pause for you
to, we can pause for you to poop if that's.
I can't poop on command.
On this podcast, you will. Next one. Oh my God. You haven't read Pucking Around.
I have not.
It's a fuck, marry, kill, Pucking Around.
Oh, I can't answer this question.
Jake, Caleb, Amari. Okay. Marry Amari. Kill Jake, fuck Caleb, because I want to see what those piercings are like.
The piercings are always the question.
That's always the question. All right, next. Ready?
Yep.
Favorite TV shows.
Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
Great British Baking Show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's as far as my memory.
I can't even tell you a TV show. I don't remember. I don't think I've ever seen TV.
You love Gilmore Girls.
Thank you. I like that one. I don't know what other TV shows there are.
I love Hannibal.
Uh-huh.
That's all I got right now.
Yep.
That's as far as my memory goes.
Ooh, here, this is going to be a good question. Favorite hangover food?
Why do I have to limit myself?
All of them can be favorites.
Ooh. I mean, I feel like French fries, bacon.
Breakfast is amazing. I don't. So here's the thing. I
don't get hungover.
Anymore. Knock on wood. Choy, choy, choy.
I've never gotten hungover.
Wait, ever?
Ever.
Oh, that's bullshit. I just set my 2024 goal. No, okay, so when I'm hungover, I don't really eat because I'm just so hungover. Mm-hmm. But there is like that fun spot where you're like, I feel like shit, but I can survive. But I also have nothing to do today, so I'm just going to be lazy.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I don't eat this enough because I like, I don't know why. I should allow myself to eat this, but I love a good breakfast burrito.
That's what I had for dinner last night.
Really?
So.
A breakfast burrito?
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yep.
And also, like, sushi's the answer to everything.
Yeah. So I don't get hungover. Like, if I get wine drunk, I'm groggy the next day, but I never have the headache.
Yeah.
Or whatnot. So I never feel the need to eat, like, food to solve the hangover. I eat before I go to bed, and that solves the problem.
Yeah. I mean, all of it's just an excuse to eat food.
Honestly.
That yes. You're like, you know, oh, a double bacon cheeseburger. Like, I can't do that yes. Unless I'm hungover.
Yeah. I mean, a hamburger is usually the answer.
The drunkies are what gets me.
When we were in college, it was fried mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese fried nuggets. Bites. Yeah. God, they were so good.
They were so good.
Okay. Who would you want to be? Aylin, Bryce, or Feyre? Uh-huh.
Ultimately, the only person I've channeled in my life of the three is Bryce.
Yeah.
So Bryce is the answer. However, Aylin is a close second.
Aylin's a close second. Here's a question. Do you get to have all their powers and knowledge?
To me, it's about attitude.
Oh, see, I'm entering this as like, I can body swap and I am now one of these characters. Who do I body swap with?
Oh, if I body swap, I'd be Aylin because she's a fucking badass.
Right? Like, I want to be able to do a cartwheel.
I want to be able to assassinate.
Really, I want to circle back to this cartwheel situation. I've never done a cartwheel a day in my life.
I can teach you how to cartwheel.
Do you see this elbow?
Yeah, that's true.
This is you're double elbow. Jointed. No, that's not double jointed. That is, I ran into a wall and they never fixed it.
Yeah, you're broken.
I'm a broken. That healed incorrectly. Ultimate why choose for you. You plus two or three people. Can be anyone you choose. It doesn't have to be a book character, but you can do book characters and non-book characters if you want. This is great. So
we're thinking, do real life?
Real life and movies and TV.
Holy
oh my God.
Crap,
oh my God. This might be the best question.
Open a new dimension for me.
This might have been the best question that's ever been questioned. Oh my God. Wait, I had someone and now they're gone from my brain. Okay, no, Theo James is going to 100% be in there. And then that one time, that really hot guy I saw on the street. No, I'm kidding. okay, so, and you know, we're going into history.
Yeah.
Ernest Hemingway was a hottie back in the day.
Okay.
I'm not saying that he's one of mine. I'm just throwing that fact out.
Okay.
Ooh, what about you? Marilyn Monroe.
I have two variations of this. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I apologize to my partner. One variation.
Yeah.
Is just Adam Driver and Daisy Ridley.
Absolutely.
The second variation. Oh, who was the third person? Damn it. Oh, my mind palace. Where are you? I can find you.
Brie Larson?
Well, yeah, she was the second. I'm trying to remember the third. Oh, I remember the third. Second variation. Daisy Ridley, Brie Larson, and Kristen Stewart.
Oh, I didn't know Kristen Stewart had a place at the table.
She's kinky.
Yeah, she is.
So I dig it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So
this is a white shoe, so we can have as many as we want. Okay. Theo James, because like, I think he's one of the most beautiful men alive. Like, I see him and my heart just like vomit and words leave my body.
Not word vomit.
No. Words and vomit. Exactly. There's a specific version of this character from a fan fiction, basically. It's like a book retelling. And the character, before I tell you, in the book retelling version, he is dominant and he is kinky and he is great. But like Mr. Darcy. A very specific version of Mr. Darcy.
Got it.
And, you know, I mean, for the third, I'm going to throw in a couple of options. You know, they can tap out. And they can rotate. but like, you know, any of the Bat Boys. No, like I would say Cassian and I could never. But like maybe Asriel, you know, just kind of like go like tap in and out. But hear me out. Certain variations of fan fiction Draco Malfoy.
Oh, yes. That's obviously.
Thank you.
Obviously.
Thank you.
Honestly, Draco, Hermione, Harry.
You did it. Wait, you're going to throw Harry in the mix?
Why not?
Wow.
He's got anger. He's got passion.
More passion. More energy. More footwork.
The other option, of course, is Aelin Fayre Bryce. Like, that would be a good time.
Any of, like, the vampires I've read about.
Okay.
Oh, Damon from Vampire Diaries.
Spike and Buffy.
Yeah. We can just go on and on.
We can keep going.
This is like an entire episode dedicated.
Let's move on.
It's an episode dedicated to who we want to sleep with. Do you think, oh, this is a spoiler for third Crescent City mass verse.
Okay.
So skip ahead a little bit. Do you think any of Throne of Glass characters will show up in Crescent City 3? Yes, and I think it'll be at the end.
I actually think it's not going to be anybody we expect. I think it's going to be some of the gods Aelin exiled.
Oh, that I forgot she, Aelin exiled any gods.
She exiles the gods from the Throne of Glass universe and sicks a demon on them to kill them.
Wow.
I bet a couple of them survive and I bet we encounter them.
I love that. I love that answer. I have nothing to contribute. I think that you did a great job.
Thank you. I feel very proud.
Okay, this is the only thing. Dorian, Rune, or Reese. They don't have any context to hang out with.
Are they not all the same? They are all incarnations of each other.
They're the same guys in different font.
Honestly, yes.
Yep.
They all have the crushing blue eyes, black hair.
Dorian's my least favorite because I feel like he's the least grown.
I think he's the most troubled, and that almost makes him my favorite because he's the most like volatile.
We're learning so much.
I know.
I want the most damaged. I want the most broken.
Yeah. Yes. Honestly, Rune. Because he got tattoos.
Yeah,
and the lip piercing. And he's protective of his sister, and that's just really sweet.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to be surprised. I'm going to go with Reese. I love Rune.
You're
Hear me
so
out.
Basic.
No, I'm so drunk. There's a difference. Okay, here's the reason why. I feel like lately, when it comes to me and my personal life with dating and everything, I really want to be with a guy who's a certain level of confident.
Yeah.
That doesn't have to explain confidence.
And Reese is that.
And I think that Reese is that right now more than
Rune. You don't think Rune is?
I think Rune has too many daddy anger issues.
Yeah, fair.
There's a certain amount of like Reese's, not that Reese has addressed it, but it's like been enough time.
It's the difference between 80 years and 500 years.
Yeah, and that's what I want. Yeah, I want that. Give me the 500-year-old daddy. Have you read the Blood Grace series by Vella Roth?
No.
No, but I'm going to save that question and look at it later. You said to ask something unhinged.
Please give me the unhinged.
What is something sexual you didn't think you'd like but tried and now loved?
Have not tried it, but can I tell you about the porn I discovered last night?
You're going to have to tell me when I'm allowed to edit.
It's called dove fucking.
Does that require a dove?
No, it's when you get off the woman, you rub...
What?
Yes, I discovered this last night.
What?
And I am fascinated.
You just rub...
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that like...
No, because if you have sensitive nipples, then that makes sense.
Well, the point is to get off the person.
No, I know. But like also, it's kind of like you have a different like sensation too.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Isn't it so interesting?
Oh, I'm going to be Googling that later.
Yeah, right. You should.
That's great.
Yeah, I don't know how it took me this many years of my life to discover it, but it was fascinating.
Okay, I'm going to let future me edit all this. There's going to be a lot of bleeping. Mine is going to be calling them Don't knock it till you try it. There's something about, like, there was one guy who really, really liked, who really wanted me to say, like, call him
Yeah.
And afterwards I was like, yeah, I can fuck with this.
I see it. See, it doesn't work as well with women.
No, it doesn't. No.
So I never thought I would use baby.
Yeah.
But it rolls off the tongue so easily.
It does.
And I hate that because I never wanted to use it. Because why am I infantilizing?
You got it.
I'm tipsy. Anyway, why am I doing that to my partner who is basically my age? That seems wrong.
I think because I've been with strictly hetero men, I'm typically infantilized. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
So I'm used to it.
That's fair.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Is Aelin a narcissist?
Yes.
Absolutely.
100%. She's obsessed with the way she looks.
But also, why wouldn't you want two men to keep lusting after you?
She's a narcissist, but not in a way that's like destructive.
Here's my thing. Has Elaine sat down and said, Lucian? No me gusta.
Elaine and Lucian?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was thinking Aelin. I'm sorry. Their letters are the same.
Elaine. Is Elaine a narcissist? I was about to say, I'm like, all right, that's like a hard, fast take, but sure, I'm not against it.
I was thinking Aelin.
And you're like, she's so into her looks. I'm like, I mean, I think she's just pretty, but.
Let me revise. Is Elaine a narcissist?
I think Elaine.
To an extent, yes, I think so.
I think Elaine was both given too much love and not enough love as a child.
Yeah. She was prized for the wrong reasons, and that makes her a narcissist.
Yeah. Ooh, I bet like in her book, she's going to do something crazy and get bangs. Like dye her hair.
No, her level of, let's not use the word crazy, her level of adventurous is going to be wearing trousers.
I would love Elaine's self-destruction mode to be somehow, quote-unquote, making herself ugly.
Yeah, cut off all her hair.
That's where I was on the path of.
I love saying, it.
Yeah.
That's, you are brilliant.
Thank you. Like, I think that she's defined too much by her beauty.
Yeah.
I think part of her issue now is that all the men want her.
she needs to, like, get burned and, like, mm-hmm. scars. Like, she needs to, like...
She needs to have some kind of, like, permanent thing.
Right. She needs to be altered in some way.
That she's not the pristine, unmarred beauty.
Exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm thinking cut off her nose.
Ooh, I was thinking a really aggressive pimple. We have two different journeys.
We do.
Who would win in a fight, Hunt or Cassian?
It would be Hunt. No, because lightning is not equivalent to pure killing energy in Seven Siphons.
Okay, so let's say Hunt can't use his lightning. This is pure hand-to-hand.
Hand-to-hand only?
Yeah. I'm going to say Cassian because he...
I'm going to say Cassian.
Yeah, because he has to train his army every day.
And he can use a knife? And Hunt relies on... No, I guess he does use... I don't know. I'm going to vote Cassian.
I'm going to say Cassian. He's got that, like, I don't have luxuries living, you know? Like, they're living in a third world fantasy land. No, not for... But, like, they live in a different world.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There's no grocery store.
I feel like Cassian is more, like, primal, physical, aggressive than Hunt is.
If you have to hike a mountain unironically, you can win in a fight.
That's fair.
Thank you. I don't even know what unironically means. I mean, obviously.
Not in California.
Right? Like, if you're, like, not... Like, he's having to hike a mountain because, like, that's the only way. It's not a luxury.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not something he chose to do. It's right? Something he has to
do. He has to do. Say that to Runyon.
No.
Name your ideal SJM harem / reverse harem, and what does each character bring to the table? Now, I think this is not a you, or this could be our own harems. It could be like, we choose a character and it's their harem.
No, it is we make our own harem.
All right, I accept this.
It is build your own harem. BYOH.
Bring your own harem. We show up to a party. Wait, was that not what you said? Is that not the message?
Oh, you said BYOB? I'm sorry. I heard BYOH.
I thought that meant BYO boys. Like all the boys I'm bringing. My harem.
Bring your own boys.
Hang me. We're not obnoxious at all.
We're drunk. We're supposed to be.
The thing is, like, we're gin drunk, which is different than champagne drunk, which is what we were. So, like, in the summer, I felt like we were more giggly. Right now, we're just like, I was about to say we're more articulate.
Yeah, we are more articulate.
I was like, or we just can't shut up. One of the two.
We're going to have people vote after this to be like, I want you champagne drunk versus gin drunk.
Gin drunk?
Are you sure it was champagne? It wasn't wine?
Yeah, we did mimosas.
Oh, that's right. That's
I
right.
recently re-listened to it.
Oh, okay.
To get me hyped for this.
Nice. Okay.
All right, build your harem.
You start.
All SJM world.
Okay.
Rune, Dannon, Reese, Dorian, because I have one singular type.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, but you know what? I'll throw in Cormac.
Okay.
Because he gives me Draco vibes.
Okay. He does give me Draco vibes. Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I'll throw in Azriel.
Okay.
Because he's not a quitter.
You are predictable.
I know.
Okay.
Let me choose yours. Ready?
You're Nesta. Ready for me? Nesta.
Bryce. Manon.
Manon.
Yep.
Who else? I'm not done yet.
I would say Elaine, but you can only so you can dominate her.
Actually, no. My next one was Rune.
Whoa. That 1% comes in.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's my group.
Yeah.
Those are my people.
We are but characters that we can predict. How bad of a feminist am I for being horny for Aiden?
Aiden.
Which one's Aiden again?
Aiden's cousin.
Oh, wait. Are we a bad feminist if we're horny for him? Because I do remember liking him.
No, he's a great guy. He's very typical masculine.
Because
he's
what?
Got the protector vibes.
So's Travis Kelce.
And there's nothing wrong with that. They can be masculine and feminine at the same time.
I feel like a true masculine guy is so masculine, he therefore becomes quote unquote feminine. Well, because yeah, it's like they're so unthreatened.
Right. Let me rephrase. He's so masculine, he's feminist.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, yeah, nothing threatens his masculinity.
But then they're so masculine, like the ultimate masculine guy recognizes like, oh, wow, this world is really fucked up for women.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my part and put down locker room talk. I'm going to do my part and be like, hey, nighttime at gas stations is really scary for women.
Yeah. I'm going to use my dominance to overpower the men who make it shitty for women.
And then I'm going to go down on her.
Yeah.
That's called feminism for men.
I'm the ultimate feminist.
I need a... That's why I should change my profile on my dating app. I need a real feminist. Craziest place you've ever hooked up with someone? If not, where would you if you could?
Okay, when I was 16.
Yeah.
But what is hooked up? I mean,
Make out.
Yeah, I mean, I made out with someone on the middle of the dance floor. When I was 13, I made out with someone in the middle of a park. No, my first... real makeout session was on the couch in my living room for an hour and nobody caught us and everybody was home. How is that possible? How?
Okay. I attempted a movie theater, but he said no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
His parents' hot tub with while his parents were in the house.
Love it.
In.
Yeah, exactly. I can tell you the time that I almost, when my partner was trying on dresses for a wedding and the dress she tried on was so hot, I almost followed her into the changing room. And this is at Aritzia, so every stall is full.
Yeah, yeah. Or did you not go
I held
after?
Back.
I see, I'm the bad influence one, and I just haven't had a guy who's been like...
Willing to
like risk being arrested.
Honestly, if my partner was an exhibitionist, I would be an exhibitionist.
Absolutely.
I'd be like, yeah.
This person understood the assignment. These questions are all great, but this one's going to hurt our drunk brains. Would you guys rather have a bunch of tiny tongues for teeth or one giant tooth for a tongue?
Tiny tongues for teeth, obviously.
I feel like the amount of inappropriate things I could do with that.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. The amount of pleasure you could give is far greater.
Wait, does that mean I can't eat meat?
Oh, that sucks.
Wow.
Soft foods only. That's fine. I'll be real skinny.
Fuck, marry, kill. Manon, Nesta, Asriel. Kill Nesta, fuck Asriel, marry Manon. I don't know if I'd have that opinion while sober.
Fuck Manon, kill Asriel, marry Nesta.
Okay. Nice. I'm proud of us.
I don't know how I feel about that, but that's what happened.
We'll figure out later.
I won't remember this.
Not at all. What's a niche micro trope you're obsessed with?
ABO.
What's that?
What you're reading right now with alpha, beta, omegas.
Oh, but, I took a beat from that.
But where the female is the alpha, not the male.
Whoa.
The male is the omega. Oh my God. So fucking good.
Love a good men groveling.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I just love it when a guy recognizes that he did wrong.
Yeah. I love when the male morally gray character tries to change for the woman and she's like, nope, I'm going to be morally gray with you.
I do. And I would love a morally gray male character. And this is like, I think because I just haven't read a morally male gray character the way that I want it. Because it's hard because like a character is meant to develop, right? No matter what. So they can't stay stagnant.
Right.
But I want like a true messed up morally gray guy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to argue that Spike isn't even that because he chooses good.
I agree with you.
Yeah. I've never seen you so serious. Like, you just kind of like threw your hands around. You're like, no, I agree.
See, to me, morally gray is the man ultimately like ends up, but she still loves him.
Okay. So my definition of morally gray, and maybe this is a good way. Like,
I'm thinking in terms of romance.
Yeah, no, I get it. So my morally gray is like totally okay with murder, you know? And I don't necessarily need them to learn to not murder.
Agreed.
I want like a certain level of selfishness involved.
I think murder isn't even enough for me to consider them more morally gray.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, like, it's like, you know, have like a mafia. I mean, I'm not saying mafia, but like there needs to be more morally gray, and I want them to not necessarily give it up. You know?
100.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't, the beeps on this one is going to be amazing. Are there any overused tropes you're sick of reading about or have been overdone? Yes. I was reading a book the other day, and it was like a really good book, but the ending of it was just so like, I'm not worthy of love. He'll never want me, even though we made out and had sex and like he says he's crazy about me, but like just as friends, he doesn't actually want me. He just wants to, we're just hookup buddies, right? And it's like, please don't be stupid. Please don't be stupid. You guys have been together. He has expressed interest.
So you're saying overly insecure female character.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like playing it down so much of like, we're just hookup buddies. That's all it is. And it's like, he's not even giving you clues. He's flat out saying, no, you're my girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't love second chance romance.
Have you done one recently?
Ironically, that's the book I just finished and I loved it. But Tessa Bailey does it well.
Which Tessa Bailey was it one?
It's Love Her or Leave Her. It's the one in between.
It's the one I didn't do.
It's the one you didn't do. It's on Spotify.
Oh,
highly
nice.
Recommend it.
Nice.
I think you will enjoy it.
Because it's a good grovel.
It's a good
Wait
grovel.
A minute. I'm in a pickle. Because that's a grovel and it's a second chance. But I never said I don't like second chance.
You will love the male character and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
So you will enjoy this. Love her or leave her. I generally don't like second chance romance, though. What else do I not like? I don't like friends to lovers. Give me enemies to lovers, not friends to lovers.
That's my book. You're going to have to like my book. At least.
I will love your book because
Thank
it's you.
You. Thank you.
Anybody else? Unacceptable.
Got it. Allowed. What gaps in the romance market do you think are promising?
Oh, my gaps.
Yep.
First of all, lesbian fantasy and just lesbian in general.
Yeah.
Like there isn't a lot of that.
Yeah.
It's very limited. And what I've read has been okay, but it's not what. Okay. Lesbian romance is too feminist. Give me lesbians who dominate each other. Is lacking.
Where are the problematic lesbians?
Exactly. Give me problematic lesbians. That is what I'm going to be writing.
That's what we want. Our problematic lesbians.
Or just like lesbians who are like aggressive. I want aggressive lesbians.
Where is your representation?
I want to see me in the book. I'm an aggressive lesbian. I'm sorry.
Insert slow clap. You are an aggressive lesbian, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
What is the thing that you did during the live when you kind of had, like, lesbian for president?
Be liberated, be gay.
Yeah. It was great. Purely for chaos, no theories involved. Which SJM characters would you want to meet? And we're going to say no sex is involved.
Why would I want to meet anybody if sex is not involved?
You don't even want to be friends with Bryce.
No. Because she's too hot.
You'd be busy having a crush on her?
Yes, I'd be so mad. I'm so jealous.
Okay, we don't have to go main characters.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm thinking right now. I was just thinking Cassian.
Go ahead, repeat yours.
Amryn.
I say Cassian. Here's a question. Amryn before or after she loses her powers?
Either.
Because I have reasons.
Okay, go ahead.
Cassian can carry me like a pretty, pretty princess and fly around.
Yeah, but his sense of humor would rival yours. Would you accept that? Would the banter be good or would you be threatened?
That's like, I've never met anyone who's threatened me comically before.
Okay.
I've only ever, and I don't mean that in the sense I've never met anyone funnier than me. I mean that more as like, if I meet someone who's genuinely entertaining, I kind of like, will just sit back and like laugh.
Yeah.
But normally, my smart ass mouth will have something to say.
Yeah.
So I think that he would give me great banter potentially.
Fair.
But we might be too similar. So, and you're right. I'm going to go in with Asriel. I'm going to replace Cassian. Not to sleep with Asriel, but because I could crack him to get him to laugh.
Okay. Okay.
So thank you for coaching me through this.
You're welcome.
This was important.
So I previously said Amryn. I think I would enjoy the thrill of being her friend
mm-hmm.
because it would be a challenge. I also think...
What is that? Is there a thrill of being a challenge of a friend?
Yeah.
Do you feel the thrill with me? No.
Once upon a time.
There was no challenge of being friends.
There was no challenge.
I'm just like, we're friends now. Hi.
Hi. I think the other individual I would enjoy being friends with is, I think I would enjoy Irene Towers because she's so caring and I feel like I would enjoy being taken care of by her. And it's very difficult for me to allow people to take care of me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think I could let Irene do it.
All right. I love it. I would like to throw in another name. Jezebel.
Oh, Roga?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be on yachts with her.
You know.
We'd be chilling.
Yeah, you would be.
We'd just be chilling.
You would share men.
I don't know if it'd be sharing versus just getting her leftovers, and I'm okay with that. I accept that. I accept my place in that hierarchy. What do you think we should read before Crescent City 3? All of Throne of Glass and ACOTAR, or just parts? All of ACOTAR.
If not all of ACOTAR, at a minimum, Silver Flames.
All of ACOTAR. Amy's wrong.
Okay, fine. You don't need... I mean, at this point in time... You don't need to have read Throne of Glass. However,
I promise you nothing.
I can't. Yeah, exactly. I don't know what's going to change.
At this point, make sure you've read all of ACOTAR.
Minimum, all of ACOTAR.
How do you feel about Hunt as a leading man?
I really, really, really like how Hunt and Bryce are on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the same sense of humor. Mm-hmm. They genuinely are friends in a way that Feyre and Rhys are not.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? They have a true friendship.
Yeah. Unlike any of the other characters, even with Aelin and Rowan, he punched her.
No, I agree. Like, Hunt has the wrong perception of Bryce to begin with. But when you see them interact in Sky and Breath, they're like cracking jokes and high-fiving and like, yeah, we're trauma buddies. Or like, you know, they just have fun together in a way that no other couple has.
Yeah.
And I really like that about the two of them.
So it's fascinating because I feel like Crescent City is going to bring each of us, you and me, different revelations. Probably. So when you first read Crescent City, you were like, I'm going to channel Bryce. And then your world changed, right?
Mm.
As we're analyzing Crescent City, forever ago, Amy told me that Bryce reminded you of me because we have similar humors. And then one time at Sushi House, I'll always remember, you casually glanced at me and you're like, and that's why you do well with a guy with Hunt. And then you went back to your food. And meanwhile, I was like a cartoon version of me went, woo, flying away where I was like, wait, what? Because I was like, I don't think I've ever had a guy who's Hunt level personality.
No.
And I'm not saying that I'm going to go and change my entire personality, but I'm also not. So I think what's interesting, as I'm analyzing Hunt, he is a friend to Bryce. And that's not something that, because I do relate to Bryce in many ways, humor-wise, personality-wise, that it is very much a weird read where I'm like, am I about to discover something about myself?
I really do. So on a personal note, I agree. You have not found someone who matches your humor and can dominate you.
Yeah.
And that is what you need. That is what you want.
Truth. Thank you.
So
I think that when the first time you read it and you were kind of going through it, it changed your world. I would love this to be my catalyst to change for everything too.
Yeah.
So may we all grow.
May we all benefit from Bryce's example.
2024, baby. Thank you for listening to this mini episode of Book Talk for Book Talk. We encourage you to rate and subscribe to our show on your preferred podcast listening platform.
We would love to hear your thoughts based on today's conversation. You can submit your comments to our form at booktalkforbooktalk.com or via our Camflare voicemail system. Please visit booktalkforbooktalk.com for more information.
You can also follow us on TikTok or Instagram at the handle booktalkforbooktalk. Bye!